Halloween is fast approaching, and there are several events coming up to get into the spirit before the big night. From haunted houses, spooky markets and more, take a look at the frightfully fun events coming up for Greater Victoria. Haunted House HMCS Venture, corner of Peters and Malvern Streets, Esquimalt, October 31 from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. M. Admission, by donation, recommended donation is $5. CFB Esquimalt is hosting a public chilling haunted house where all its proceeds will be going to the National Defense Workplace Charitable Campaign, NDWCC. The crew of the HMCS Venture Training Regiment hope to bring out community members of all ages, 10 years and up, for a fun and frightful night. Hot dogs and burgers will be available for purchase, as well as candy for the trick-or-treaters. Spooky Pumpkin Walk at Pine Ridge Park, 6600 block of Rodonite Drive, Souk, November 1 from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Free. A family-friendly post-Halloween tradition organized by the Friends of Souk Parks Society invites the public to take a magical evening stroll through a forest path lined with glowing jack-o'-lanterns. Pumpkin drop-off begins at 1 p.m., and the walk will open at 5 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. Guests can access the park from the 6600 block of Rodonite Drive or Pine Ridge Place off Eakin Drive. Families are encouraged to dress warm and bring a flashlight. Halloweekend at Emporium, 12-7103 West Saanich Road, Brentwood Crossing Shopping Center, October 25 and October 26 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brentwood Bay Village Emporium invites the community to take part in some Halloween fun. In addition to this popular Peninsula Cafe's usual offerings of food, drink and retail, it will feature a mini-festival, with all activities by donation to the Sydney Lions Food Bank. Activities on one or both days include mandala painting with Jess from Mystic Mandala Numerology and mini tarot reading by numerologist Kirsten Foss, Halloween lantern making with Jennifer from the Salish Sea Lantern Festival, Halloween floral arranging with Caroline Herbert, formerly of Oak Bay Florists, creative characters by expert face painters, special treats and themed drinks by the Emporium bakers and baristas, plus a pumpkin carving station, craft table and more. Trick or treat on the avenue, Oak Bay Avenue, October 31 from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Free. A variety of businesses and community partners are coming together to bring Halloween celebrations to Oak Bay Avenue that are fun, safe and welcoming. All activities are offered at no cost to make it easier for families to enjoy the celebrations together. Entertainment includes live music presented by Gravitation with Burke Rosen, Bill Hamilton, Reiner Peel and Monica Gregorish, offering up fun, upbeat music including Halloween tunes as well as a mix of rock and folk music to keep the afternoon lively. Activities include circus-style performances, stilt-walking aerial performances, hand-balancing and juggling balloon artists, costume photo booth so families can capture Halloween memories together. Pet costume contest, walk along the enchanted woodland path leading from Oak Bay Avenue to the Monterey Center. Trick or treat on the avenue is presented by the businesses of Oak Bay Village, Treat Street, Downtown Sydney, October 31 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Free. Families, friends, and Halloween enthusiasts of all ages are invited to don their best costumes and take to the streets for a safe and exciting trick-or-treating experience. Local businesses along Beacon Avenue and the surrounding streets will open their doors, offering candy and treats to all the little ghosts, goblins, and ghouls who join in the fun. In addition to trick-or-treating, the event will feature street entertainment and plenty of photo-worthy moments for families to capture the Halloween magic. Bring your camera and be prepared for spooky surprises along the way. Cult of Cute Catastrophes, Monkey See Interactive's Artcade, Victoria, October 22, November 2, Wednesdays, Sundays, 2 p.m. M10 PM. Tickets $15 free for children under age 3. This interactive art show invites audiences of all ages to step inside a world of curious contraptions, playful experiments, and delightfully unpredictable results. Building on the success of last year's popular Adoragor, The Art Ening, the 2025 expansion dives deeper into the mad experiments of Monkey See Interactive. Guests will encounter new rooms to explore, interactive machines that refuse to behave, and creations that blur the line between art, music, and mischief. High Moon, a werewolf western. Heritage Acres. Advance tickets strongly recommended. October 24 to 7 p.m., 9 p.m. October 25 to 7 p.m., 9 p.m. October 26 to 7 p.m. October 29 to 8 p.m. October 30 to 8 p.m. October 31 to 5 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Set against a backdrop of shadowy barns and moonlit churches, this original site-specific theatrical show plunges you, the audience, into a remote Wild West town where around every corner something hungry and hairy surely waits. Written by local multiple award-winning theater veterans Ian Case and David Alendun, High Moon, a werewolf western stars Rosemary Jeffery, Ryan Neal, Wendy Magahay, and Rod Peter Jr. Audiences won't be sitting in chairs. They'll be walking through a world where things get weirder and more dangerous with every step. Think ghostly waterwheels, moonlight shootouts, and eerie howls in the distance, said Case. Wicked Victoria, Government Street, October 26, 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Enjoy cupcake decorating, 1,000 plus cupcakes, a bouncy obstacle course, free crafts, live entertainment on 3 performance areas, and 90 plus local vendors. Come in costume, even your furry friends, and experience a day of community, color, and Halloween cheer. Local vendors and businesses will be handing out treats for kids in a safe, festive environment. Happy Halloween, Victoria.